Hit Breakfast Show. We keep saying here on Hit, get that hit feeling. The songs that make you feel great on Hit, which at times, yes, is true. But for me currently, I'm not feeling that way. Rather, I'm feeling not that great, which I know I'm not alone in feeling at this time. I wanted to say this morning as I want to let those people who aren't doing too well currently know that you're not alone. I am very much struggling at the moment. I didn't think I'd go so early. I'm not coping very well with the COVID pandemic. Like many of us, I was very excited to start 2020, a new year for me, with a new job, which meant new experiences and new goals to reach. However, this excitement was quickly interrupted with fear. Fear of COVID, the unknown, and everything that comes with it. I can honestly say I've never felt more alone in my life. I dread weekends as it means coming to face with the reality of being alone. I've always prided myself on being a very social, outgoing person who thrives in social settings. I'm the prime example of an extrovert. However, in this pandemic, being an extrovert isn't a great thing, especially when you move to a new town. All I want to do is join sporting teams, go out and be social where you can, make connections and friendships. But unfortunately, that's not possible. Now, I'm not saying this so people call up and message in and say, I'll be friends, I'll hang with you. But rather to let people know that even though I may sound happy and bubbly on the radio, I'm struggling, so there too may be someone in your life who is putting on a brave face. Someone who needs a mate right now, someone to check up on them. I'm very fortunate I have friends and family members in my life who are checking up on me, as without them I honestly don't know how I'd be getting by at the moment. I've also been very open with those around me about how I'm feeling. I've told you, Josiah, I've told my boss that I'm struggling, and I've been to the doctors, and I know for some that can be hard or even a sign of weakness, which really is silly, as truth be told, it's a sign of courage and strength. It's a very hard time for all of us at the moment. Maybe you're not lonely, but instead you're worried about the money, about how you're going to get the next meal on the table. And if that's the case, know you're not alone. And tell someone close to you what you're feeling. And for those listening, don't mistake it for someone complaining, but rather someone crying out for help, crying out for a friend. And it's going to be tough over the next couple of months. I know for me, I'm dreading tomorrow as my brother leaves back to New York and I don't get to say goodbye. I don't get to know when I'll see him next. But one thing I do know is if we speak up together, come together as a community, we will get through this. And if you are struggling, remember Lifeline is there to help on 13 11 14. And this is actually really incredible. At the moment, they've got a text line too. So you can text them on 0477 13 11 14. So you can message them whenever you need someone, some advice, or just someone to speak to. Now, I hope by sharing how I feel this morning helps at least one person out there know they're not alone. I'm not going to let this break me, and nor should you. And so the simple message I wanted to say is that we will get through this, GV.
Well said, Herbs. And I think you said it really well at the end there. You're not alone. You're just reflecting how a lot of people are feeling because there is a lot of the unknown. So it is important to speak out and to seek help if you do need it. That number again for Lifeline is 13 11 14. I'll come over there and give you a hug, Herbs. How does that sound?
I'd love one. The Hit Breakfast Show.